Hello, everyone. My name is Rissa Montañez, and I am your showrunner for the new podcast anthology series, The Dead, brought to you by the Bloody FM Podcast Network in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation. Thank you so much for tuning into Precious Cargo, the inaugural chapter for this series. We are now in the third episode of Precious Cargo, and if you haven't listened to the first few episodes yet, please go have a listen and then share with us. If you're enjoying the show, let us know on Spotify. You can leave us your thoughts and comments in the Q&A section on this episode. And now, a brief ad break, and then this week's episode.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
In a world plagued by the undead.
By the undead.
The stories of survivors are well known.
Survivors.
Heralded as examples of hope,
strength, and perseverance.
Over time, they become
fables. Legends.
Passed down from
survivor to survivor.
These are the stories
of the precious few
who walked the earth
as shells of their former selves.
These are their stories.
You are now listening to Precious Cargo, Episode 3.
Troy, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. Let's get Jaren to a hospital. We'll figure it out from there. I'm gonna unlock the cockpit door.
Troy?
Cat.
Captain.
Okay. I'll be right back.
It's unlocked.
Oh my God, you're covered in blood.
I know.
Is he?
No. He's gone. He lost too much blood.
I'm so sorry, Troy.
You don't need to go to Vanuatu. We were right all along. We need to go to Hawaii, just like Bill said.
Okay. At least the storm subsided a bit. Radar?
It's not over yet. I've got to help Kat tend to Jaren. I can't make her do it by herself.
Of course.
I'll take over when we're finished. Give you some time to rest.
Thanks. I'll let you know if I see anything coming on the horizon.
Hope it stays clear for you till I'm back. Hell of a job with the plane, Jen. You really are the best in the business. Hey, it's okay, Kat.
It's not okay. I couldn't save him. It's my fault he's dead.
It's not your fault. It's that thing in the bathroom's fault.
I should have stopped him from opening the cargo container. I shouldn't have encouraged him.
You know Jaren. If he wanted to open up that container, he was gonna do it regardless of what you said.
I know, but I still should have said no. I'd at least feel better. I don't want you to blame me. I love you guys.
Come here. Give me a hug. I don't blame you. I don't know what the hell's going on. But we're gonna figure it out. And we're gonna do that by sticking together. We're a unit now. We don't leave anyone behind. Not physically, not emotionally.
Yeah. So, what do we do now?
I think we get him up into the coffin and close it up. Let him rest peacefully. I gotta sub in for Jen for a while as she's had a hell of a time with the storm. We get to Hawaii, and we figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Are you able to help me lift him?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's go. You all set?
Uh-huh.
Okay. One, two, three. Careful, Kat.
I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Yes, you can. You're stronger than you think. Everyone is. Grab his feet again. Hoist him up. I've got his shoulders.
Okay.
There you go. You got him. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I'll go backwards. On three, we move him. One, two, three.
I'm gonna lose my grip.
No worries. Put him down.
Damn it.
Hey, chin up. You didn't think you could get him this far. Just a little further. When you're ready.
Wait. Was that... Jaren?
No. Just our unfriendly revenant in the bathroom. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Okay, go.
Almost there.
I'm gonna lose him again.
Okay, let him down. Then we're gonna do one big lift to get him into the casket. On my mark.
Okay.
One, two, three. A little higher. Lift.
I can't.
Yes, you can. A few more inches. Great job, Kat.
Thanks.
Did he tell you what the fight was about?
No. And you don't have to.
It's okay. I owe it to him. I've been living a lie. For years. I've been pretending to be something I'm not.
What do you mean, Troy?
I'm gay, Kat.
duh. I know that. You and Jaren weren't exactly discreet.
My wife doesn't.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I kept promising him that I'd leave her, that I'd stop living the lie. Jaren ran out of patience. Last night, he told me it was him or her.
And you chose her?
No. I chose to hide. I chose to be what I've been for 25 years. A liar. Lying to my wife, my parents, most of my friends, almost everyone.
How long have you, you know, known?
My whole life. But I did what everyone wanted me to do. Star athlete, Black Ops pilot, wife and white picket fence.
Those things aren't lies, Troy. That is your life. Those are things you did.
But I did them all for others. I didn't do any of it for myself. And the one chance that I had to do something for me to really be happy. And I blew it. Hell, had I said yes, we may have run away together and disappeared. And we wouldn't have even been on this goddamn plane.
Or maybe you would have been on this plane anyway, and nothing would have changed. He knew you loved him. We all knew that. You think you were lying to everyone, but you weren't. We're your friends too. Your flight family. And we all knew him for him and you for you. And we all knew you were together.
Thanks, Captain. She's right, you know, Jaren. I did love you. I do love you. Rest easy. Until we see each other again.
Bye, Jaren. I'll take Liam on that date. Just for you.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What did he mean when he told you it was time to start again?
I don't...
Hey, I'm sorry. I shouldn't pry.
No, it's okay. You were honest with me. Least I can do is be honest with you. I was married before. I met him in high school. And at the time, it looked like the perfect love story. And in high school, it was.
Changed after you graduated?
We were so young, still getting to know ourselves. We had no idea who each other really was. I wanted a family, and he didn't. At least not then. We ran away to Vegas, had a shotgun wedding, tried to make it work, but it didn't. I couldn't see it in high school, but he had a mean streak. And as soon as we were married, he got violent. I blamed myself. Kept going back. I kept threatening to leave, and every time I did, the cycle would begin again. Until one day, he really let me have it, and I wound up in the hospital.
Jesus, Kat. I'm so sorry.
While I was healing, I met someone. He'd been in a car accident, and I remember how angry he was because it meant that he couldn't fly to China until he healed.
Jaren.
Uh-huh. He told me about how he traveled all around the world, and it sounded so exciting.
He did love to travel.
He convinced me to come with him. And when I got out of the hospital, I did.
Good for you, Kat.
I guess. But I soon learned that my husband was so angry and depressed that I left that he killed himself because of it. Shot himself in the face.
Oh my God.
And I blamed myself all over again.
Kat, that was not your fault. You couldn't have stayed in that relationship. Or you might have been the one that died.
I know. But had I known then what I know now, I might have tried to help him. Tried to get him the care he needed for the demons that haunted him. Had I done that then, maybe those demons wouldn't haunt me now.
Kat.
We're heading into another burst. Troy?
I want to finish this conversation, but I really should spell Jen. She's had a hell of a ride, and I'm sure she needs a rest.
It's okay. Go.
Wow.
You take her?
Of course.
And she's yours.
Radar?
Stormburst looks like it's about 30 miles, give or take.
Okay, I got her. Get some rest.
Hey, Kat. If you haven't already, it's time to buckle in. Looks like we've got about 15 or 20 tough minutes ahead of us. You sure that bathroom's gonna hold?
It'll hold.
Any idea what happened with her?
No. But I didn't read the file. I think Kat did.
I'm gonna grab it real quick before we hit the burst.
You should rest.
I will. I want to know what's going on.
Suit yourself. It's all over the floor back there.
Be right back.
All right, old girl. Here we go.
Captain?
Jen, please.
Okay. Jen. Everything okay?
Yeah, I want to know what's going on. Troy said there was a file of her medical records.
Elise. I'll get it.
No, stay buckled. I got it. I'm gonna be quick, before this gets bad. There's blood all over these.
Jaren fell on them.
I'm sorry you had to see that, Kat. That's gonna hold. Don't worry.
I know.
Hey, it's me, Rissa, and I'm back with a quick message from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
Fucking storm.
You all right?
Yeah, but I can't get away from it.
The block on the bathroom door is gonna hold, right? Even with the turbulence?
I hope so.
Okay. I found the file. Huh.
What?
Cause of death was listed as drowning.
Normal enough.
No, that's not it. There's another medical report from a few days earlier. She went to the hospital after an encounter with a homeless man. She was out with friends and he wandered up to her and bit her.
No shit.
She went to the hospital the next day, had a fever. They told her not to go with her friends to the reef, said it could have been rabies, but she went anyway. Her friends told the authorities that she seemed off, but she insisted she wanted to go. They didn't stop her.
Come on, girl. You can do this.
You want me to stop?
No. It's helpful.
Okay. They drank together, and her friends almost didn't let her go snorkeling, but she insisted, and they let her. She got separated from the group while they were on the reef. They found her floating on the reef hours later. Her parents insisted on repatriating her body immediately so that they could conduct an autopsy and investigation stateside. Her mom is a senator from Arizona, so every string was pulled to get her onto this plane. She mustn't have been dead, right? Or this couldn't have happened.
I don't know what's happening, Jen. But I don't think she's alive. Not like we're alive. She's been somehow revived. You hear that?
The storm?
No, inside the cabin.
Kat? Everything okay back there? Shit! Kate isn't holding! The door. I don't think the door can take her body weight.
Shit!
Every time the plane jolts, she loses balance and crashes against it. Look out! Watch for the cart, Jen! Jen, are you okay?
Yeah. Damn cart! Kat, I need your help.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Quick! I need you to sit against the door while I find something else to blockade it.
Okay. What the hell is that now? Oh no. Jesus Christ.
What, Kat?
It's Jaren.
Fucking monster. Get the fuck away. Suffered enough already. Just fucking can't see shit. God damn it.
Troy!
Troy!
Shit, sorry, Jen. You okay?
Troy, it's Jaren. He's awake.
What?
He was dead, right?
Yeah, ask Kat.
Well, he's not anymore. He's just sitting up in the coffin. He's sitting there, looking and groaning, and Ellie's breaking out of the bathroom. Kat's freaking out.
Jesus Christ.
Can you put it on autopilot and help?
No way, she'll break apart. But it should clear up ahead.
Get back here as soon as you can. I'll try to hold him off, figure out what to do.
Be careful.
Troy, if I have to hurt them...
Jen, the door's not holding!
If I have to hurt them...
Do it. I'll be there as soon as it's safe.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah.
Kat, calm down.
What's happening?
I don't know. They're somehow reviving. Oh, shit.
No, 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 no. No, Jen? No, we can't let him near us.
Stay back.
Jen, the door! No! He's breaking through!
Get over here, Kat, now.
What are we gonna do? We can't just rely on having them falling when we hit turbulence.
No, we can't. Troy said the storm was gonna clear soon.
Then what are we gonna do, Jen?
I don't know.
Jen! Kat! Jen! This hail is... Jen! This hail is... Jen!
Are you all right?
I'm okay. What was that?
An engine.
An engine?
Kat, get up. They're coming. Kat, find a weapon.
What? It's Jaren!
No, it's not, Kat. He's gone. Whatever thing has been revived in his body, it's not Jaren.
Fire extinguisher.
Yes.
Got it.
Crash axe, behind Troy.
Go! They're down!
Oh my god! Troy! Troy? Troy? Troy, are you? Oh, Jesus Christ, Troy! Troy! No! Oh my god. Oh, thank god you're alive. And not revived.
I'm fine. Just hit my head. Engine. The hail must have broken a compressor. What are you doing?
She's free, Troy.
Ellie?
It didn't hold, and... Jaren.
What about Jaren?
He's revived.
No.
Troy, I gotta go. Kat needs my help. Can she hold up? To Hawaii.
No way. We gotta land her. We're on one engine, and just look at the goddamn radome and windscreen. We're torn to shreds from the hail.
Call VLI. See if you can get an emergency landing clearance.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, old girl. VLI. VLI, this is Alpha Alpha 289er. Come in. VLI. VLI, do you read me? Come in, VLI. Damn it.
Stop it already, Ellie.
Get away from her!
I can't stop her. I hit her 3 times.
Not with this axe you didn't. My turn.
All my
God. Look at her. She has a fucking axe at her chest. How is she getting up? Look out. Kat, quick, Darren.
Ugh, they just keep getting back up.
Hit him again. It's not working. We gotta push them back. How? Troy! Troy!
VLI. I need to land this goddamn plane. We've been hit by the worst storm I've ever seen, and we're carrying something. Come in, VLI. Come on. Fuck it. I'm landing this plane whether you want to talk to me or not. VLI?
Good afternoon. From Vanuatu. How are you doing today?
Holy shit, I'm not real fucking good right now.
You're waking up? Can you speak more clearly? You're having a bad storm.
I know. I'm flying through it right fucking now.
Oh, sir, I can barely hear you.
I need to land the plane. No, no! Come in, VLI! Oh, thank God. Are you there, VLI? Yeah, right now. We got hit by a hailstorm, shredded an engine in our nose. I can't make it to Hawaii.
Yeah, you say you need to land.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I hear you. Stay on the line. I will see
you. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Stand by.
Get off me, Jaren! Kat, Ellie!
I got it.
Wait. Kat, look at her. I think you hurt her. Watch out, Jaren!
Jen! Jen! Jen, are you all right?
He bit me! Jaren bit me! God damn it, Jaren!
That's what Ellie did to Jaren. It's like their sole purpose is to eat our flesh. Jen, you're bleeding everywhere. Are you all right?
I'm fine, but... she's getting up.
But more slowly.
You hit her in the head?
I think so.
Hit her again!
Okay. Now what?
Stay down, Ellie. Just stay down.
Again?
Again.
Look, she's not moving. Is she? Oh, for fuck's sake. She's getting up again. Jen, look out. Jaren!
No. No! No! Get away from me! Get away from me, Jaren!
Jen, get up!
Can you throw me the... Kat, look out!
Oh my God! Why won't you stop?
No!
The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Precious Cargo was written by Jeff Whitehead. Jaren is Marquise Moore. Catalina is Risa Montañez. Troy is Brandon Ewan. Jen is Janine Bauer. Ellie is Kayla Temshiv. And Vanuatu ATC is Atticus C. Barakan. Dialogue editing by Risa Montañez. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Schottelkotte and directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez, produced by Pacific S. Obadiah, with executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Suzanne Desrochers Romero, a Bloody FM production.